obviously there was an intersection of me with the concept. And my background was, I was a trained navigator. I had 2 years of formal education at the Naval Academy and an appreciation for what navigation piloting was all about. I also had about 5 years' experience in inertial guidance systems and inertial navigation systems, 2 years of which were formal education at MIT in the Draper Lab, then known as the Instrumentation Lab, and then 3 years as an inertial guidance analyst. In addition, I had a fair amount of management experience. So in terms of a person that perhaps was qualified to understand, oh, and my degree was in aeronautics and astronautics, so I also had a space experience. So I had perhaps the right pieces if you look ahead to what GPS eventually became. On the other hand, the alignment of the stars went like this. There were three competing ideas on what a second generation positioning and navigation system might be using space satellites. And that the first system really was transit, and transit was triggered by the original launch of the Russian spaceships back in 1957. And that was triggered because people recognized that a Russian satellite going by transmitting a tone would also create a Doppler shift. And if you use the laws of mechanics, the rotation of the Earth and the Doppler shift, you could infer where the satellite was. And then someone, a very bright person at APL, whose name unfortunately I've forgotten, but it's in that lecture that I gave, turned that on its ear and said, look, if we listen to the Doppler, we can sort out where we are on the ground. So the background in part was an existing space-based navigation system called Transit. And so that was the first competing idea, that it wanted to become the second generation. At the Navy's research laboratory, NRL, there was a concept under Roger Easton that was using space-based clocks. And it was putting very precise clocks in space eventually, and later they came to put an atomic clock in space. And the third concept competing was something called 621B, and that was an Air Force project that has also many of the attributes that you now see in GPS, and it's probably never been given its due. And I entered the picture when those three concepts were in a death struggle. None of them were going anywhere. And I was a young colonel in charge of advanced ballistic reentry system engineering. And I had about $100 million a year budget, and I was happy as could be.